confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Macon County more than tripled last week. Of the 42 new cases announced in Macon County on Friday, the health department identified 6 at Old Edwards Inn and Spa in Highlands. The inn has 6 lodging locations, along with a golf course, restaurants, and a wine garden, making it one of the biggest employers in the county with about 450 workers. Here's Macon County Health Department Medical Director Dr. Donald Dewhurst.
Wearing masks while you're at work, distancing, washing hands, disinfecting surfaces, and the employers are really the ones that have to drive that.
The inn closed its doors on March 17th. The hotel has since reopened with limited occupancy as North Carolina entered Phase 1 regulations. Last week, the inn's restaurants reopened at 50% capacity as North Carolina moved into Phase 2. The health department identified 6 cases at Old Edwards, but explained some of the previously reported cases at the Ebenezer Congregation in Franklin were also linked to Old Edwards. Many staffers who work at Old Edwards live in staff housing near the property.
Well, I think the employers do have some responsibility of making sure that those folks that are in that housing have the information that they need to be safe.
The health department explained many of the 42 new cases announced on Friday were found through contact tracing. Here's emergency manager Warren Cabe's advice.
Please try and abide by those rules and regulations and recommendations that are out there. They're for your own good. They're for your neighbor's good. They will help us get to the end of this.
Testing has increased drastically in recent weeks at the health department, with over 100 tests being performed per day. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.